our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hoi, hoi.
And Christopher.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, if you're a longtime listener, then you know how it works. You know we love to do special holiday-themed episodes.
Woo!
So welcome to our Thanksgiving-themed episode for 2017. For those of you that don't know what U.S. Thanksgiving is, we invite you to read the Wikipedia.
It's pretty sweet. You should do it.
The Thanksgiving or the Wikipedia?
Both. Both. The Wikipedia right. is just really great.
All right. So other than that, if you're new to the show, each week we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is your pants are filled with mashed potatoes or all water turns to gravy. Let's discuss.
How long, what's the timeline? What are we talking about?
Imagine, if you will, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, I love it. So Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I'm very excited about this.
It's my favorite holiday too, just because, you know, you eat and you sit in your sweatpants and you eat pie. And then you take a nap and then you're like, oh, I think it's time to eat some more food.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's only 7 p.m. Time to take a nap and then wake up and eat more.
I'm pretty sure Flag Day is my favorite.
I mean, that's a close runner-up for me.
I'm a big fan of Good Friday, personally. Anyway, so it's Thanksgiving Day, and you are in charge of preparing the Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
If that's not punishment enough, all day long, your pants are filled with mashed potatoes, or any water that comes from anywhere, whether it's a bottle or a faucet, is gravy.
Just and is that only for me? The water turning to gravy, this weird like Thanksgiving Jesus trick, is that just for me or is that for everyone?
I'm gonna say it's just for you. Like, if but that doesn't mean that, like, if you get your mom a glass of water, that you can use that glass of water.
But what if, like, so if I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner, I'm just thinking logistically, mm-hmm. I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner, I'm gonna need a lot of water order to make all the different things. Mm-hmm. If I use the tap, it's going to be gravy. Can I have somebody else use the tap?
No.
Okay.
No. If you're like, Mom, boil these potatoes. Nope.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to be clear. That seemed like too easy of a loophole to go through. And then how full are my pants?
Okay. So let's say you got like a couple of big pots full of mashed potatoes. And you gotta, you know, dump them right in your drawers.
Are they hot?
at first.
Like boiling hot? Like
not hot enough to burn.
Okay.
I mean, but they're like
comfortably
they're
warm.
They're like pleasantly warm.
Ooh.
Like if you were to pee yourself, right? Like it's pleasantly warm, but then after a while.
I mean.
You know.
That sounds like a plus.
Yeah.
And cool down a little bit.
Is there anything preventing them from falling out the bottom of my pants? Because like I'm gonna walk around.
A little bit might glop out or whatever.
And when they glop out of the bottom, were they replaced in the top instantly?
Yeah. I would say you can't lose any volume. Same thing if you have to, like, use the bathroom and stuff falls off. Like, it gets replaced.
Or, like, take a shower and then when you put and change your pants.
I mean, you can't take a shower.
Okay.
You just can't. It's just the one day. No showering for you.
And one day 24 hours or one day waking hours?
Gonna say from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, but it has to be at least 16 hours.
Okay. Everybody stays awake a long time on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you gotta have you gotta have like third and fourth meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well if you pick gravy, then you're gonna go out for Chinese, right?
Yes.
You're just gonna have to, you know, modify your daily thing. Like, oh, hey, I can't boil these mashed potatoes. I guess I'm pan frying or something. Or, hey, I can't wash my hands. I guess I'm just going to give everybody E. coli because I touched my poops. Hey, I can't, you know.
I think Thanksgiving dinner, I'm trying to think about, like, how to cook all the things. I'm pretty sure you cannot make a good Thanksgiving dinner without access to fresh water.
Well, I mean, so what do you make for Thanksgiving? You make a turkey, you make stuffing.
I just make water soup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. Gravy. You got your mashed potatoes, you got your gravy.
Oh, gravy, in gravy house, you'd have covered.
You'd have that
just
covered.
Just done.
You just have to heat it up, yeah. You've got your
you wouldn't even need to heat it up
because
if you
squash,
because I assume if you turn the faucet to hot, you
get
hot gravy.
Yeah, you put the faucet to hot. Yeah, you get hot gravy.
Sweet. So wait. If you turn the faucet to cold, you're getting like congealed gloppy gravy.
Yeah, it'll be like cold gloppy gravy. Mm. I mean, it's not going to ruin your plumbing or anything.
No, that's good.
Not as if our plumbing could get much worse, but still.
In the ongoing saga of your shitty house.
Hey. It looks like the inside of a woodshed now. We have an entire room. Now, we're recording in October, but this will be released around Thanksgiving. We have an entire room that's completely uninsulated because we are going to be putting in electrical, but not for another couple of weeks.
Welcome
and
to
so
winter.
Until then, yeah, I'm just going to be avoiding that room and just like constantly be covered with a blanket.
Yeah.
I'm fucking wearing wool socks. Anyway.
And so are people going to know? Do you think people would notice if your pants are filled with gravy? They're going to,
mashed potatoes?
They're going to notice.
Yeah,
I mean,
how are they
I
not going
to
notice?
Like, little gloppies will probably come out. They might start to soak through your
it's
jeans.
Definitely going to soak through. How do you feel only
squishy.
Little gloppies, as you're calling them, are going to come out? Like, if you sit down, like, it's going to sploosh out the top of your pants.
Yeah.
For
possibly.
Sure.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a pretty good volume of mashed potatoes. People are going to notice. They might ask you about it. They might not. You'll be like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's cool. It's this moisturizing mask. I don't know.
I just thought
it'd be fun. I was feeling super festive. Mm.
I feel like with both of these, with the water gravy and with the making potatoes out of thin air, and because it's Thanksgiving, I am proclaiming myself American Jesus that day.
Yeah.
I turned water into gravy. Let us feed the world with gravy. Yeah, I mean, one thing to think about too, though, like if you don't have water, like you can still have hand sanitizer. You can still have white wine to boil your potatoes in, for example.
Oh, so we're gonna
like
cook our food in hand sanitizer.
Exactly. Yeah, just alcohol gel. You could be absolutely certain that this celery is bacteria free. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could try to get around it. I think it would be difficult. I think it would be difficult to do a Thanksgiving dinner. Although, I don't know how you guys do it. Well, maybe this is a question for you, Danielle. Is this a potluck style Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. No, God, no. You are responsible
all the food,
for
all
the food
okay,
and all
damn.
The fixins. Yeah.
I was wondering how we do it too, because you said celery. What Thanksgiving dish has celery in it?
I don't know. I was just, you know, using. I don't know what other people.
I was
do.
Like, have I been eating like pounds and pounds of celery every Thanksgiving and not even
stuffing.
Know it?
You didn't even know it. Yeah, well, I shove celery up in the turkey's hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, I'm all about shoving vegetables up there.
All up in there.
For the flavors.
Okay, so I'm leaning towards gravy water.
Okay. What's your strategy there, Chris?
Here's my strat.
Yeah?
Go gravy water. Wait until about an hour before Thanksgiving. Turn off all the water to my home. Then send out an emergency email to everybody showing up saying, holy shit, the water doesn't work in my place. What are we going to do? And then come up with it and then go get Chinese food.
You can't, though, dude. You got to prepare a meal no matter how shitty it is.
Then I'm calling the Chinese restaurant and I'm getting delivery.
You have to prepare a meal, Chris.
Then I'm going to the grocery store and picking up a pre-cooked chicken,
okay.
You know, under the hot plate.
Making up a new loophole every time doesn't change it. You have to, like, cook a meal. You have to take a raw cookie and
A raw cookie?
Just eat a fucking raw cookie. Yeah, there you go. Just cookies for everyone. You got to take a raw turkey and you have to roast it. You need to make traditional Thanksgiving sides, like mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and all that business.
Okay. Wait. Instant mashed potatoes,
go ahead,
only need milk.
All right.
A turkey. I'm sure
you can... they need water too. It's water with milk and butter.
Yeah, you can probably get away with that. Just add more milk and more
butter. Yeah, yeah. Just get some like almond milk or something. That shit's just almond scented water anyway.
Yeah. Ooh, coconut true. Water. That's not water. Can you use coconut water?
Yeah, because it's from the inside of a coconut.
Will it turn into coconut gravy?
No, that's fine. If you want to fucking get coconutty with your Thanksgiving, you go to town.
Hey, look, even if water didn't turn into gravy, this Thanksgiving dinner is not going to taste good.
No, it's not.
I'm making it. So it doesn't matter. Like, nothing is going to taste good anyway, so it might as well use coconut water. Who cares?
I feel like this is doable.
You think, but okay.
I'm also someone who does not cook at all.
Well, you're cooking, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, Josh, you're doomed. Oh,
like,
at least I cook.
I'm gonna
on a semi-regular
pot everything.
Basis.
Can you instant pot a turkey?
If you have a big enough
instant pot. I don't
know.
Your instant pot's pretty small, and I mean, it's gonna be your entire family at our house. So...
Plus, then wouldn't you just have like pulled turkey? Like that's disgusting.
Basically. I'm gonna look that up after we're done recording.
How come
turkey?
Nobody's even considering the pants full of mashed potatoes?
How could you?
Because it's fucking weird. What do you mean?
I'm just thinking, like, every time you sit down, like, mashed potatoes get up your butt.
Yeah. you're gonna have a cold, like, semi-congealed mashed potato dildo slowly working its way up your butt every time you sit down.
You're gonna be penetrated by mashed potatoes.
And, like, you're gonna get up and it's gonna, like, a prairie dog out a little bit, and then you're gonna sit down and it's gonna go right straight back up in there.
And then,
like,
yeah, the mashed potatoes in your butt will have, like, fecal chunks on them.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely will.
So I think your technique with the mashed potatoes would definitely be to duct tape shut the cuffs of your pants and your waist.
Oh yeah,
to try to stop
like
things
a garbage
from coming
bag
out
and put like leg holes in it, like seriously, and it'd just be a garbage bag. I'd be like a big potato diaper.
Wait, so if we,
that was my nickname in college.
Okay,
potato
okay,
diaper?
Big potato diaper.
Question.
Yes.
If I'm wearing, let's say, leggings, are they inside the leggings?
Yeah, they're inside everything. They're up against your skin.
Okay, great. So. Leggings, tape those shut, garbage bag, tape that shut, sweatpants yeah. over it.
I mean, yeah, if you want to do that, I mean, you still have the pleasant feeling of all the mashed potatoes up against your skin, but you can layer whatever you want on top.
That would be such a thin layer, though, because of the tights, and because the tights and the garbage bag don't take up much room, you and the sweatpants would look fairly normal.
You'd have to get baggy sweatpants because remember.
You've got a certain volume of mashed potatoes, though.
Yeah.
You've got a couple gallons of mashed potatoes. The fact that your pants are tight don't reduce the volume of mashed potatoes. They've got to go somewhere. So they could be, you know,
oh, they're all going up your butt
then.
Thighs,
yeah.
All up your butt, you know, in your wang hole.
They,
that's a real
they all get
of
squeezed
potatoes.
Into your wang hole.
Yep.
That's a medical term. Wang hole. Talking about. Yeah.
Your wang hole.
Yeah, and then when Thanksgiving's over, it's like the Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Right.
Just give it a
every
squeeze
time you
and
pee, it's just
potatoes.
A thin tube of mashed potatoes.
Oh, God, that's so unpleasant.
That ejects.
You're ejaculating mashed potatoes?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you do at Thanksgiving. I don't usually ejaculate around my family, but, you know.
Well, it's 16 hours. Your parents with you the whole time.
Yeah, how could
maybe
you possibly
you're
not
that.
Jerk it in one
yes.
so, okay. hours?
So we've gotten to ejaculating mashed potatoes, yet
so
5 minutes
Chris
ago, Danielle asked, like, aren't either of you going to consider this? We fucking saw this future and said no.
Right. No, I think I so the problem is with the mashed potatoes in my mind, even with the duct taping, which I think is, if you're picking that way, you gotta go that way. Like,
yeah, you gotta seal yourself in hermetically.
Yeah, and then put on like baggy clothing over it. But then all the mashed potatoes, if your clothes are tight, then it's gonna be uncomfortable because there's still the same volume of mashed potatoes. But if your clothes are baggy and loose, then they're just gonna flow down to your ankles, and now you're just like
the Elephant Man.
It's like you,
yeah,
you
or like you have Aladdin pants on because they're just like super baggy at the bottom, and they're just being held up by the duct tape that you've wrapped around the cuffs. Like, it's just gonna be, I don't know. I think, and okay. So if what we're talking about, if what we're trying to mitigate is people finding out, I think gravy water is easier because you can pretend your water's broken and then just cook as much as you can, as well as you can.
Yes, I'm not super concerned because I've got sideways ways that I can deal with all this. So,
well, yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
so,
also
so do I.
The person here that's prepared an entire Thanksgiving dinner the most in this group.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Yeah, I feel like this is not hard. You put the small turkey in your Instant Pot. You put a cup of hand sanitizer in there. You let the pressure cook.
You put the Instant Pot. You put the Instant Pot in the microwave.
Alcohol is highly flammable, right? No, dude. You brine your turkey the night before. No problems there. You know.
Wait, that's not a loophole. Preparing the night before.
Like, also,
okay, I'll just cook the whole thing the day before and then microwave that shit.
Well, no, you still have to cook. You have to cook the turkey that same day. It's just the way that you're seasoning it is all. So you cook the turkey. You're fine. You don't need any water for that.
Also,
potatoes,
wouldn't the brine water the next day turn into gravy?
Oh, at the stroke of midnight, it's like Cinderella gravy?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I won't brine my turkey. I'll season it the old-fashioned way. I will boil my potatoes in chicken broth. That's fine. Little flavor enhancement. You can use chicken broth for a lot of stuff. I'm fucking sanitizing my hands all day, dumping vinegar on there if I need to, if I feel like I need a rinse.
Dumping whiskey on your hands like I'm doing field surgery here. I gotta sanitize.
Yeah, seriously. Just vodka, you know, whatever. I feel like you don't really, outside of mashed potatoes and making gravy, which you've certainly got plenty of, you don't really need a lot of water to.
No, you need to boil some cranberries. You need water for cranberries. You need water for.
I'll just get canberry sauce, man.
Oh, dude, that's weak.
I could deal with that.
That's some weak ass shit.
Normally I make my own cranberry sauce. Actually, you know what? You don't need water for cranberry sauce. You just put some OJ in there.
You're a monster.
I'm going to sous vide everything in gravy.
Yeah, I think you got to go gravy.
I'm
going to vote gravy, and I think you figure it out and just tell people that your water's broken, and when they like go out to buy bottled water, just be like, "Oh, the bottle's broken."
I'll be honest, like when I originally came up with this topic, I thought that it was going to be a lot harder to make a decision. Like, oh man, it's going to be really hard to be without water. But like, if you think about it, there's a lot of other liquids that you can use in water's place, and it's not like, I think it'd be okay.
So
like, it'd be that really tough for me to not shower that day and not properly wash my hands. But we're in a first world country. There's way around everything. What, Joshua?
I was going to say, that's why this has become such an obvious choice. The person who proclaimed that they're the queen of Thanksgiving or whatever has said like, oh, this is pretty doable. Like, of course we're going to choose that then.
I distinctly remember you
putting on a crown and saying, I am the queen of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And so
when the queen of Thanksgiving
proclaims confidence, right. Like, why wouldn't we choose that one?
Because I'm the queen, and that means that I have superior knowledge
queen.
Than you.
Clearly you go gravy. And fun benefit, you just have a lot of gravy. I'd buy some jugs of water just so they fill up with gravy, put that shit in the freezer, gravy all year round. Is it good gravy? Can it be good gravy?
Yeah. I mean, let's say that it's like pretty standard, like nothing too exciting. See, I'd take the gravy and I'd like mix some little sauteed onions and get some more flavor going in there. Little giblet action.
Why is my magic gravy not already really good? Like,
because it's just plain brown gravy, let's say. I mean, it's acceptable for many people, but I prefer my gravy to be kind of chunky. I like some business in there.
I prefer my magic gravy to be the best gravy I've ever had in my entire life.
I don't really think it's going to be, sorry. It's just pretty standard, pretty run-of-the-mill gravy, I'm going to say.
I think better bonus than having frozen year-round gravy, Chris. No potatoes in your pee hole.
Yeah. I think you
That's
could just.
Your wang hole.
I think you could just say that across the board. Like, the benefit of everything is no potatoes in your wang hole.
In your pee hole. I'm gonna get everybody T-shirts that say "I don't have potatoes in my pee hole," and we can all wear them on Thanksgiving, and no one will know what the fuck we're talking about. All right. Well, we're decided, and we were unanimous. How exciting!
Hopefully, I can wear that shirt
that
on Thanksgiving.
All.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'll get you one. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed all your water being gravy or all your potatoes being up your butt. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at trtpodcast. Pop on by our Facebook page and say hi at facebook.com/trtpodcast. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.
Gobble gobble!